Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Bob Davis back with us, internationally known and recognized research scientist and author. And after receiving his doctorate degree back in 1981, he conducted research, taught, and was an administrator for the State University of New York for more than 30 years. Bob has spoken about his research on the effects of environmental and toxic stimuli on the brain and sensory systems in venues that vary from national and international scientific conferences. He has written 3 books, The UFO Phenomenon, Should I Believe?, Life After Death, and his recent book, Unseen Forces, The Integration of Science, Reality, and You, serves as the basis for the documentary, The Consciousness Connection. Bob, welcome back.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, George. I think this is the third time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was reading your Edge Science article on spiritually transformative experiences. We'll talk about that tonight. But great article. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Is science beginning to notice these strange things?
Well, eventually, and they have. But unfortunately, it's just too limited in nature. Too few scientists are actually being engaged in understanding what these transformative experiences are that results from altered states of consciousness. This complex perceptual attributes full of significance and importance to the person, what we call mystical extraordinary experiences that come in all varying shapes and sizes, a myriad of forms, which we'll talk about, that have great meaning to the person is lacking in our science. We don't put the subjective interpretation, the essence of what it means to the person on the experience, and apply it in terms of what theories may exist, which don't. And that's the problem. We don't have the scientific principles that under Newtonian physics that can easily be adapted methodologically, theoretically, clinically, to better understand essentially what these people are going through, the transformative outcomes it has on them, and the essence of the triggers that give rise to them, like near-death and out-of-body experiences, the UAP phenomenon, even Kundalini awakenings, meditation, a number of things that evoke these kinds of extraordinary experiences are receiving some attention, no question, among academicians, more now than ever before. But it still pales in comparison to what we really need in terms of a multidisciplinary effort across many scientists, scholars, and non-scientists' experiences, especially, so we better understand their reports What was it about their experience itself in terms of its themes, its content, its the messages received, the essence of it? What did it do to them? What impression has it had, and how has it transformed them in many philosophical ways, in terms of their personal belief systems, in every way, shape, and form?
Who coined the phrase spiritually transformative experience? Where did that come from?
Yvonne Cassan. I don't know if you have her as a guest on one.
I don't think so.
Yvonne Cassan's a physician who's had near-death experiences of Kundalini awakening. She's the founder of the Spiritually Awakenings Institute. And she termed spiritually transformative experiences, or STEs, which essentially is the same term as what Abraham Maslow and Walter Stace, noted psychologists, who call these kinds of mystical experiences peak experiences. Cassan changed it a little bit and called it STEs, spiritually transformative experience. I don't like that term. But essentially, we're talking about a sense of unity between the person's inner self and their outer self. They have strong positive emotions. They transcend space and time, as they report. The objectivity, the reality of their insights are beyond real, like the back of their hand. And they can't describe it using language. It's ineffable. And that's what's lacking in our scientific understanding, psychological, linguistic. We don't have the language, linguistic terms to use to best describe the experience itself. But what we note, and we'll talk about this in great detail, is that they are transformed in a very positive way over time. Not in all cases, and it often comes at a cost. But we call these STEs. Next year, we may call it by a different term.
Well, look how they've changed the UFO word to UAP.
Yeah,
same thing.
Exactly.
Same thing. What are the various traits to create the STE experience?
There are different transient states of reality that result from the STEs, and they take a variety of forms and perceptions from non-earthly environments, and includes non-human intelligences. And when I say that we're talking about deities to the grays to everything in between. But they believe with a sense of certainty, typical of any perception that they have during their everyday life, that these experiences are indeed real. And UAPs, of course, is just one type of trigger where people report these physical sensations, a sense of being immobilized. We know all about it. I hate to be overly redundant, George. I'm sure the vast majority, if not all of your audience, has heard all the details of these kinds of interactions, both physically and non-physically. In fact, when I was a member of the Dr. Rita Mitchell Foundation, we found that the vast majority of the individuals who interact with the UAP have non-physical interactions, or telepathic consciousness-like interactions. And the point is, this is a type of trigger, because it does cause many of these kinds of peak experience symptoms I alluded to earlier. The other, obviously, is a near-death experience. People have that experience of that tunnel of life, interaction with the supreme being, deceased relatives, life review, etc. And the out-of-body experience, which, of course, is part of the NDE, but it can occur in the absence of the NDE, as people report. And that will result in usually the visual somatosensory perceptions, the sense that the mind is interacting with something else or being independent of the body, which, of course, can be quite horrific initially until they adapt to it. And that is true for all of these STE triggers. Another type is the ingestion of psychoactive drugs. You talk about science. Now scientists are getting very much more heavily involved in the research of psychoactive drugs and looking at it in terms of it creating the altered state of consciousness and the transpersonal effects that it has on the person. And we're all aware of its benefits, potential benefits, in terms of PTSD treatment, addiction treatment, etc. But we're also seeing it in terms of psychological benefits as well. And we see that with most of these too. Same is true with Kundalini awakenings, another trigger where people will have experience these sensations of heat or energy rising or shooting up in their body, typically in and around the spine. The term chakra, of course, comes to mind, and that whole dynamic. But they have these feelings of bliss, tingling in their body, involuntary movements. And these are just a few of the kinds of triggers, and there are more. Like even traumatic events can spark peak experiences or SCEs, prayer, sensory isolation, among other things. So in my paper, George, that you mentioned, I talk about the more common ones, as I just alluded to.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. What has been, from your peers, the kind of reaction to these thoughts?
They're becoming much more open-minded, I think, than ever before.
More acceptable? More acceptable?
Oh, without question. There was just a survey done, for instance, on UAP. It's just published. 1 in 4 professors believe that UFOs, UAPs, are ET in nature. People started to actually come out of the closet and share their personal viewpoints openly, I think we would be amazed at the strong belief that people have in what we consider as anomalous experiences, which I guess fall under the umbrella of these spiritually transformative experiences. But there was a Gallup poll back in 2003. Approximately 80 million Americans at that time reported to have had a spiritual transformative experience.
That's huge.
And it's probably underreported, too. And of those millions, many, of course, are in spiritual crisis, spiritual emergency, as the term is coined. And the psychological community, and we'll talk about this further, is not educated in terms of how to evaluate people who are truly going through an identity crisis with questions of what happened to me, why me, what does it mean, what do I do, who do I tell after these kinds of experiences. So they live in silence. And they try to seek their own self-meditative, or meditative or stress reduction route, whatever works for them. Sometimes it's in the form of good or bad practices in order to deal with the anxiety that is obviously provoked from these experiences. It makes us sensitive. It's an ontological shock. Their concept, in other words, of reality is shattered. What they thought was real before their SDE is no longer real. Now they agnostics believe in a supreme being. Now people who are staunch scientists now believe in alternate realities. Jeff Kripal, historian, philosopher, wrote a book not long ago about 40 scientists who had spiritual transformative experiences who flipped. Meaning they
100% flipped, right?
Yeah, in varying ways. Either they like Eben Alexander, neurosurgeon, had a near-death experience,
right.
And what? He gave up his practice. He's now talking about near-death experiences, meditative practices, higher consciousness, and all that. But he's not alone. Regardless of who you are, it doesn't matter. You now see, according to them who have this experience, they see the truth. But they do go through this ontological shock. Yeah, I have to make sense of the new reality, in other words, is what they say. But that ontological shock leads to these kinds of ego dissolution events that people report, where they are no longer as much a center of the world as they once were. We all have that ego. We're impeded by our brain. We're slaves to our brain. We all have our faults. And we all are egoic. Unfortunately, too many people are too egoic, and that can be a detriment to those around him or her, but as well as oneself. But the point is, they become more humane, George. Overall, we see these positive transpersonal outcomes that manifest in so many different ways that I'm sure your audience is are familiar with. Less materialism, more spiritual, more compassion, sympathetic. Everything we'd want to be, they seem to become more of in a positive way. And that's beautiful. I've met many people who had gone through these kinds of transformations resulting from an STE. They report this unifying interconnectedness with cosmic consciousses. I have no idea. Well, I have an idea in a way what that means because I had a Kundalini experience. But we usually put these terms to the experience that really goes nowhere in terms of what it implies, cosmic consciousness. Yeah, come on, what are you talking about here? Well, there could be something to it. I don't mean to downplay it, but for the lack of definition, and that's what, again, is lacking in our scientific community, we don't have the criteria to accurately define much of what we're talking about here. And we need to, with great precision, in order to better develop theories and methods to study it more. How do we measure, for instance, the kinds of symptoms people have when they have these STEs? They say, I'm in a timeless environment. I have hallucinations. Well, they have an idea of what that is, but they experience spirit possession or channeling. They interact in non-human intelligence. They have all the out-of-body experience and near-death experience. So, I mean, what do we do with that? I remember talking to a person who had an SCE and he said, I had an expansive sense, I think it was, that somehow the wall between me and the world had come down. It's like a breakdown of the boundary of what they had normally been for themselves. They feel this intrinsic unity of all, the interdependency of everything. They feel they understand everything. Everything's as it's supposed to be. They're part of the plants, the sun, the ground. What is that all about? Why? And we see that in experiments done on psychoactive drugs by Johns Hopkins University. Remarkable research coming out there, in terms of DMT, dimethyltryptamine, the active ingredient in ayahuasca. And a lot of scientists are looking at DMT as possibly a good control mechanism or way to induce a spiritually transformative experience and then study it because you can control it in a laboratory setting. you can't control an NDE.
No,
it doesn't occur spontaneously, right? And I'm not going to be a subject for that, or an OBE or a UAP, et cetera. And that's why scientists, getting back to your early question, George, and it was a good one, that's why a lot of scientists are all becoming more interested in these kinds of experiences, especially with respect to psychoactive effects, for its medicinal purposes and value, as well as understanding the essence of consciousness, potentially. Even Silicon Valley is getting involved with DMT, believe it or not. So there's a long way to go towards understanding what, let alone what the brain is all about, but certainly what consciousness is about.
What's amazing, Bob, is that the ancients knew about this way before anybody, and they were right.
To a large extent, and you know, we often search for answers in folklore and the Bible and other various texts, and we do come across this type of information, which is difficult to interpret, very metaphorical in nature. But you can make a case that they are right, because what we see is that this increase in spirituality, something that was lost as a result of the, you know, Darwinian, Copernican, Newtonian age, that divide between spiritual beliefs and just widened as our scientific evolution, you know, took off. And we lost that sense of spirituality, and there's a lot of truth there. We aren't the type of truth seekers that we used to be, and that's very unfortunate. And what's interesting is that these STEs make people more ecologically sensitive, bring them in greater connection to their environment, to all forms of life, to the extent where they never were to that extreme before their STE. But yes, those of the past do seem to know a great deal. In fact, George, one of the best interviews I've ever heard about UAPs and spirits were from, and I forget the gentleman's name, he's the head of a tribe in southwest Arizona. I'm sure you know who I'm referring to. But he talks about these phenomena as spirits interacting with us, good and both bad, brings up notions of Skinwalker Ranch, etc. Is there truth to that? And it very well can be. But we can't denounce it. And science, unfortunately, can't objectively quantify it, but only qualify it through anecdotal evidence. And that's true of all of what we're talking about, primarily anecdotal subjective evidence. And that, unfortunately, doesn't carry a great deal of weight in our Newtonian physics, which we need sorely, but it is not able to, it is not designed to address the issues that we are dealing with, which is why we do need that paradigm shift.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.